Democrats, union leaders, faith leaders of many different churches, and leaders of business groups rally at the Ohio State House, holding signs and chanting to lawmakers inside the building.
Health care works!
Health care works!
The 2,500 Ohioans from all parts of the state stand out in the pouring rain to make their voices heard. Myla Mitchell of Lima says her 18 and 20-year-old children are not insured under her private health care plan, and she cannot afford the $400 a month it would take to put them on her plan. She says the Medicaid expansion would cover them.
We need this. You know, there's a lot of people that are working and they just can't afford the coverage.
Many people like Mitchell say they want the legislature to expand Medicaid in the state budget so they can get health care they don't have. But some business leaders say there's another reason lawmakers should pass the Medicaid expansion plan: jobs. Matt Davis is with the Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber, and he says businesses in his organization want Medicaid expansion.
But in fact, a day doesn't go by that a member of mine doesn't call and say, looking for help on how to address the skyrocketing costs of health care that we have in this country. They're worried about the future and whether or not rising health care costs will affect their ability to hire, raise wages, or at a minimum maintain their current staffing levels. We believe at the Cincinnati Chamber that expanded health care coverage in Ohio will alleviate some of the business community's concerns and help us create a better economy in Ohio.
Alex Fisher with the Columbus Partnership says businesses see expansion of Medicaid as necessary in order to avoid added costs.
Expansion protects employers by reducing the risk of uncompensated care. It keeps health care costs down, and without expansion, a very single message: we get a tax increase in the state of Ohio for every single business operating in this state. Expansion is good for our community hospitals. It helps alleviate the burden of cost of the uninsured. It helps ensure that we have predictability of care, and that over the long term, that our hospitals can understand exactly the plans and strategies for ensuring that all Ohioans have the best possible health care.
But conservative activist Chris Littleton says business leaders who are backing the Medicaid expansion need to think about a few things.
They're only going to be able to give money by further indebting our kids. My kids. I have three kids. They're 8, 5, and 2. Little kids. And they're going to have to live with an even larger debt burden. Billions, hundreds of billions of dollars more money over a course period of time. And then it's, once again, it's also into a system that doesn't have the greatest outcomes in the world for the patients themselves.
And Littleton says the Medicaid expansion plan would not save money for the state either. He says a few other states that have expanded Medicaid have not realized cost savings.
What we saw happen in those states is that lots of employers started dropping coverage when Medicaid expanded. So we saw a shift from private insurance, so where people were paying for it privately, obviously. And then when they were eligible for government subsidized insurance, like Medicaid or some kind of exchange or whatever is being discussed, all we saw was people move from one place to another. But the total number of uninsured people in the states, and the studies are out there, right from the Arizona legislature in particular, where I pulled this information, it didn't change. And in some instances, actually, the number of uninsured went up.
But the people who are fighting to expand Medicaid say it's a good way to make sure all Ohioans can receive affordable health insurance. For his part, Governor Kasich, a backer of the Medicaid expansion plan, is pleased with the efforts by those who are pushing for the program. His spokesman, Rob Nichols, says, quote, "Today's outpouring of support, in the rain no less, is a testament to the fact that there's such broad support for this," unquote. Nichols says the governor will continue to fight for Medicaid expansion. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.